We now return to Unlocking Secrets for Women, a program paid for and sponsored by CDN Instructional Services. Now, back to Unlocking Secrets for Women on CFUN, 1410 AM.
We're back on Unlocking Secrets here for Women on 1410 CFUN. And we have our second segment, which is on cosmetics for self-esteem. We have our guest in studio, Leilani of Sweet Leilani Cosmetics. Leilani is a cosmetic designer for beauty, film, special effects, and TV. She's a nominee for a Woman of Distinction and the winner of the Entrepreneur Innovator Award for Woman of Excellence. Leilani is the creator of Sweet Leilani Cosmetic Paradise Collection, and she brings 17 years of experience to her clients. Trained in Los Angeles, she continues to expand her training and also specializes in the field of paramedical makeup, a field that few artists are actually certified for. Leilani teaches clients through private consultations how to camouflage post-surgical bruising, scarring, burns, and birthmarks. She's the founder of Face the Future, a program so successful in helping cancer and burn survivors that Leilani is highly recognized in the medical community. Through the sales of the camouflage product used in the program, the company donates 15% of the actual camouflage product itself, the profits of that product, to the Vancouver Burns and Plastic Surgery Unit and Vancouver General Hospital. So welcome to Unlocking Secrets for Women, Leilani. It's great to have you here.
Thanks.
Leilani, I want to talk to you. I mean, I love your cosmetics. They are natural. They are fabulous. They are incredible for skin. I've been using them for a long time. And so I am sort of biased towards them. But I also know that the medical community embraces your cosmetics for very, very good reasons. And before we talk about the use of your cosmetics to cover up post-surgical scarring or you know, certain skin challenges that people have, I want to talk a little bit about you. Now, you started doing this, and so 17 years of experience that you've had in this field. Tell me a little bit about what you do, even currently, because you're still very involved in television and film, and you've put your products on the faces of some very famous people and that are here in the city as well as people in the industry. Tell me a little bit about what you do currently right now in the field of makeup.
Well, currently I am in the commercial land because of young kids and a family, and of course the business side of things. Things are really busy, so by working on commercials, it allows me more time and frees me up to give to the business side of it.
Because movies are long, long, long commitments.
Exactly.
Away from the family and kids.
Exactly.
And so
yes.
You've opted to, but you've worked with some famous famous directors.
Many moons ago.
Yeah, you have. But you're known. And there's people that are in the industry now that are using your cosmetics.
Yes, we have makeup artists using them. That's all I use in the industry now, of course.
And people ask for your products because they've seen this beautiful coverage that they create that is excellent for television but can be used in everyday life, which is phenomenal. It's hard to find products that you could actually would think of, you know, putting on someone's face for TV, but they can actually wear them in their everyday life. They're so natural.
Well, that's why we decided to go retail about 2 years ago. My sister Tana joined forces with myself, and we've taken it retail because it is a great product for every day. And
We're going to talk a little bit about the purpose of cosmetics and self-esteem. And I know that is the thing that I just love about you. What you're doing is that you care as well for the whole person. For you, it's not about makeup and cosmetics for you as much as it is about the whole person and who they are and their self-esteem. And I know over the years in being around you, I have not only heard you but witnessed myself the lives that you've changed using cosmetics for people, things that your camouflage cover was able to cover up. You do a lot of work with burn survivors and people that have challenging skin conditions.
Well, that's actually how the line evolved. The foundation of the company was the camouflage cover stick that was created to help post-surgical people with burns and scarring. It was so successful that it just made sense to complete the line so that we could take it retail and have women use it all the time. It's our philosophy is just pure natural beauty. It's not covering anything up. It's just enhancing what you already have. Having a product that's natural, has no mineral oil, isn't petroleum-based, doesn't have synthetic fillers.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that makes it safe for people whose skin is very, very sensitive, either just from their own natural skin conditions themselves, mm-hmm. or if they've been involved in a procedure, mm-hmm. or, heaven forbid, have had the challenge of dealing with scarring
right.
from burns.
Well, interesting enough, I mean, our target market, obviously, when we started, we had a target market, and we've blown those numbers away, and have expanded to a younger crowd, because what happens is the mothers are using it, or they've been referred through a dermatologist, and so then now they have a preteen that's getting into makeup, and it makes sense for them to have their daughters using it.
Especially because it's so natural looking. And that's the whole idea. I know as a mom with daughters, I'm always like, I want my girls. In fact, I've brought one of my daughters to you, and you actually taught her how to apply makeup when she was younger. And she did a great job, and she's never sort of abused makeup since. She's always kept it very minimal, very natural looking. Her product, the products on her skin have always been so good. And that's part of the idea. I mean, it's inevitable. Our daughters are going to wear makeup, or younger
exactly.
girls are going to wear makeup. So the best thing to do is teach them how to be natural, and what better thing to do than on this beautiful skin of theirs, this youthful skin, is to maintain a product that is completely natural.
Right, and we try and use products that aren't absorbed into the skin, and this is why it works so well for people who are post-op sensitive, allergic, because the foundations aren't absorbed into the skin. They sit on the top layer, which allows for the pores to still breathe.
And what's so awesome is that it'll stay. When you set it, it's there. And so until you actually wash it off.
Well, our camouflage cover stick is, yes, it doesn't come off until you wash it off, basically. It has to be taken off with a cleanser. And the whole idea of that is that it needs to adhere to the skin, so it has a beeswax base where in some instances it can build up uneven skin surfaces. In order to do that, it's obviously not going to come off easily. But one of the better things about it is that you know, men can wear it also. It's not in the industry. I've used everything under the sun that's been corrective covers, labeled corrective covers. And this is why it was so important to me to create something that even a man could wear. It's not something that you have to wear all over either. You can just spot cover certain areas. You're not having to blend it down, mm-hmm. You know, and then have that line at the neck.
Oh, which is excellent, because somebody thinks, well, I've only got one small problem area on my face. I don't have it everywhere.
Exactly. And because it's so natural, it's everyday women are using it just for under their eyes. It's incredible for rosacea. Rosacea is a huge skin condition mm-hmm. that many people have due to our environment mm-hmm. a lot also. So it's so easy to cover, and you don't have to wear it all over or wear a lot.
And that when you, as we were talking about with plastic surgery earlier, it's the same thing with cosmetics. Really, the purpose for cosmetics is to, it also helps with self-esteem. It's there to enhance the way that you look, not change the way that you look.
No, and, you know, it definitely helps us put our best face forward. Makeup's used for a variety of reasons, whether it's self-esteem, whether it's for post-op surgical procedures, whether it's from a birthmark or, you know, an accident. But I just find it's amazing that I know what makeup does for us on the outside, but over the years with the work that I've done, I've realized what makeup does for us on the inside. And I truly believe it's more than makeup. It's therapy in some cases. It's gotten people back to work quicker. Mm-hmm. I've had, you know, husbands hug me and say, you don't know what you've done for my wife. She's back out in the world. She doesn't feel like everyone's staring at her.
Because she was able to cover up areas that were so self-conscious to her.
Exactly. And, you know, makeup isn't meant to be a cover-up, but if it can help enhance or cover something that we're just really...
That's, you know, distracting.
Yeah. Then why not? Go for it.
Because not everybody's going to opt for plastic surgery.
Exactly. And not all of us have the option. You know,
that's
we
right.
either don't have the money, or like you said, you're a little bit scared. Mm-hmm. So there is other alternatives. And it's amazing what you can do with makeup now. I mean, right down to contouring your breasts so that you look like you have a bust in a low-cut dress or a tank
top.
So
you have to teach me how to do that. That's, well, it is true, and you, and that is something that most, well, every woman buys makeup. Almost every woman I know goes out there and purchases products for the whole intention of trying to emphasize and, you know, not emphasize, but sort of look natural and feel good about the way she looks, particularly if she's not going to opt for plastic surgery. She's going to say, I don't want that. I want to use cosmetics and, you know, be able, especially, so I don't want to look like I'm wearing makeup. I want to look just naturally.
Pure natural beauty. Pure, that's what we're about.
That, and it is true, because your products really are pure and natural beauty. And it's amazing when I look at the actual containers that they're in. Such top quality. I mean, they're actually heavy. They're not, you know, you've put a lot of care and thought into the products that you use and the packaging and everything, right from the top, you know, thinking of the ingredients and making sure everything's natural and it's suitable for the medical community, because physicians are not going to trust their patients to products that are going to harm
the work that they just... In fact, it was an honor. We were just profiled at the National Burn Conference. It's the biggest one in the States. It was held here at the Pan Pacific, and the Burn Ward had put together a huge poster with all before and after pictures and had profiled us at it. So it was quite an honor.
And that, again, if the medical community embraces and supports your products, that makes me feel that they are trustworthy and safe. And we're going to come back in just a minute and continue our discussion on cosmetics and for the purpose of self-esteem using cosmetics with Leilani from sweetleilani.com, the pure and natural makeup. And we'll be right back here on Unlocking Secrets for Women.
You're listening to Unlocking Secrets for Women on CFUN 1410 AM.